This is Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you've got a program of folk music ahead of you. First one, just in case you happen to be listening in from the United Kingdom, here's a song called A Place Called England.
I rode out on a bright May morning like a hero in a song, looking for a place called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew. No trace of the little river or the garden where I grew. I saw town and I saw country, motorway and sink estate. Rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate. Retail park and Burger Kingdom, prairie field and factory farm, run by men who think that England's just a place to park their car. But as the train pulled from the station through the wastelands of despair, from the corner of my eye a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone's grown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black. Marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track. Down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers, compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers. Meter grows a scented roses right beneath the big jet's path. Bit of fortune for a garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. So rise up, George, and wake up, Arthur, time to rouse out from your sleep. Deck the horse with sea-green ribbons, drag the old sod from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay, while the oak in all its glory soaks up sun for one more day. And come all you at home with freedom, whatever the land that gave you birth, there's room for you, both root and branch, as long as you love English earth. Room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive. Just less room for the rich landowner, he can stay in the Virgin Isles. For England is not flag or empire, it's not money, it's not blood.
It's limestone gorge and granite fell,
it's weald and clay and seven mud. Blackbird singing from the may tree, lark ascending through the scales, robin watching from your spade and English earth beneath your nails. So here's two cheers for a place called England, sore abused but not yet dead, a Mr. Harding sort of England, hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour shall come around. We shall plant the seed they saved us, Commonwealth and Common Ground.
One of my favourite groups, they're called the Young'uns. They come from Durham, as you could probably tell from the accent. Sean Cooney wrote that fine song, and indeed all the songs on this particular album, called Strangers. Sean Cooney singing there with David Eagle and Michael Hughes. They are the Young'uns, I've just told you. The first lie of the program, he didn't write that song at all. Maggie Holland wrote A Place Called England, but Sean Cooney did write all the others. I should have told you a little bit about the narrative in that song. Eileen is mentioned, Eileen Halliday. She achieved notoriety in Stroud in Gloucestershire in the late 1990s because she refused huge amounts of money from the Sainsbury's supermarket company to buy her house so they could knock it down and build a new one. Not a new house, a new store. The song refers to the Diggers. The Diggers were the radical band of dissenters who practiced the revolutionary brand of agrarian socialism at St George's Hill in Surrey in 1649. And there's a reference there to Mr. Harding. He was a Hampshire gardener. And there's another great song called A Proper Sort of Gardener. And Maggie Holland also wrote that song. So, Strangers, good album by the Young'uns. I haven't dipped into that for a while, probably since it was the featured album on the program way back when. The Bush Music Club in Sydney is celebrating 70 years of existence in 2024, which is pretty good, pretty good achievement. So, more power to them. One of the stalwarts in the Bush Music Club was Alan Scott, no longer with us, unfortunately, but he was right there at the beginning of it all. He was instrumental in getting a lot of the collecting of Australian folk music achieved, and he interpreted a lot of good songs too. Here's, I'm going to play a song featuring his voice, very distinctive voice, a song called Sam Griffith. The Right Honourable Sir Samuel Walter Griffith was the long-serving first Chief Justice of the Australian High Court, 1903 to 1919. Before that, he was the State Premier of Queensland. He was simply Oily Sam, the worker's friend. I'm telling you this because it is relevant to the song. In the 1880s, he vigorously opposed the use of South Sea Islander labour, derogatively referred to as Kanakas, supported the legalisation of trade unions, and at William Lane's invitation wrote about how he deplored the domination of the weak by the strong. However, as Queensland Premier, he used the military to arrest striking shearers, and a year later became the darling of the sugar industry barons by extending the use of that same Kanaka labour for another decade. So John Meredith collected this song called Sam Griffith in 1953 from an 81-year-old chap by the name of Jack Luscombe, who was a retired shearer. He was an active participant in the shearers' strike in Longreach. You might like to know that as well. So here's the wonderful voice of Alan Scott.
One night while lying in my bunk in my humble 6x8, I dreamed I saw Sam Griffith with a darkie for a mate. I thought I saw them travelling on a dusty Queensland track, and Sam was decorated with a collar fashion pack. I thought that it was summer time and Sam had o'er his eyes a little bit of muslin to protect him from the flies. Through his boots his toes were shining, his feet looked very sore. I could tell his heels were blistered from the Alberts that he wore. When Sam saw me coming towards them, he sat down upon his swag. He says, "Good morning, stranger. Got much water in your bag? We are victimized by squatters, for we are two union men." And Sam had on, as usual, his same old polished grin. Says I, "Look here, Sam Griffith, now you have a flamin' cheek. If you want a drink of water, you can get it from the creek. As for the South Sea Islander, I do not wish him ill, for well I know, poor devil, he's here against his will. You said with wife and family, one day you'd emigrate. If they didn't stop Kanakas, that was in 88. You spoke against black labour then, you talked of workers' rights. You spoke from lips and not from heart, Australia for the whites. You should loaf to those you crawl to, the sugar-growing push, for you're hated and detested by the workers in the bush. You might get some easy billets, such as boots and shoes to clean, or driving the Kanakas as they work amongst the cane." I thought that Sam jumped up then, froth around his mouth like spray. He says, "My agitator, just let me have a say. I remember you from Longreach, how you did hoot and groan. I believe you would have mobbed me but for Constable Malone. I thought Sam tried to rush me then, he shaked before my face. But I got home the La Blanche swing and I gave him coup de grace. Then the darkie raised his tomahawk, he gave a savage scream. Then all at once I woken up and found it all a dream."
Thank you.
was Alan Scott again, that time playing the whistle, the Manchester hornpipe, that's called, and one of many tunes that originated somewhere else but came out to Australia in the 19th century. Manchester hornpipe, sometimes known by Monkey Shaved My Father, sometimes not. Alan Scott and the Bush Music Club. What can I tell you more about the Bush Music Club? Well, there's things happening various times of the year. In towards the end of May, 26th of May, there's a reunion for members and friends, particularly those who live outside Sydney and don't always get into the venue that the Bush Music Club usually uses in the city. So at the Goulburn Club, which is not as posh as it sounds, the Goulburn Club in Goulburn, 26th of May, all day. There'll be talks about history of the Bush Music Club and, of course, lots of music and song sessions. Good tucker, hearty stews and stuff like that. And good opportunity to catch up with old friends if you've been involved with the club over the years. Looking ahead to October, there'll be a lunch and special afternoon dance at Petersham Town Hall, which is a great venue. All sorts of things happening there. I might tell you more about that as we get a bit closer to it. There's other things, of course, that are regular events. There's Bush dances right through the year organised by the Bush Music Club and sing about sessions in the hut, the famous hut known as Tritton Hall, named after Duke Tritton, who you've heard on this program. It's Hut 44 at the Addison Road Community Centre in Marrickville. Quite the place. Nice little wooden hut. But not standing still, the Bush Music Club doing its best to move ahead. Also, young people can be involved in the club as well. There's a mob called the Saplings, or it's more an activity, Saplings. Young players, if you're young, or you know somebody who's between 8 and 18 in Sydney, all levels are catered for. Go and join the fun. Once again, it's at the hut. Other things going on from the Bush Music Club. And find out more about the club celebrating its 70th anniversary this very year by going to www.bushmusic.org.au. A couple of tracks from a good album now. This is Gregor Lowry. It's in Scots Gaelic, but be pronounced Laurie, I guess. Wonderful voice. He sings in a mainland Gaelic accent. We're perhaps more used to hearing the Hebridean island Gaelic accent from singers like Julie Fowlis. This guy's from the mainland. So we'll hear that, then a tune.
Thank you. cawr Gatlel loch Eth i lan yn boiwch Bain hian dy fwy I ffawn iawn yn Tid y fanie Newt y farill E hwr o morwn yn fferwn E hwr o morwn yn fferwn Bygyl y forawr Ie foiwch Faren ro mi ofn ymlenw Big Kerstis, Ekloch Kosni, Stun a Huacher in Vicho Mochtil, Smeen a Hakig, Cheed and Doske, It's an Forsten Rioch Ganyos, Ehoro Morun and Ferun, Ehoro Morun and Ferun, Morul forever, Yilvoyuch. Bwm har chwn gym chawstym Dwm loch dos gach com yn galig Yn wach is na chaich o brach Bwm a slans na mig yn bianwch E hwr o morwn yn fferm E hwr o marwn yn fferm Mogl fawr nilwaiwch Haren ro Ognam lernu e horum runum fern e horum runum fern magul horer nie loch fahren ro mi ognam lernu
Oh, yes, and he plays the pipes as well. That's Gregor Lowry with a piece of music called Norman MacLean of Lora, L-O-R-A, Lora. And he even wrote that march. Norman MacLean, very important figure in Scottish Gaelic culture. He was a writer and a piper and a singer and a linguist, social commentator and a comedian. Before that, we heard Ordan Don Morvan, a song to Morvan, a song praising an area in North Argyll. I won't trouble you with all that because it was all in the Gaelic. Just talks about farewelling all his mates heading off to New Zealand.
And I, oh,
That's a fierce little number, isn't it? That's called the Bold Marauder from a group called Holly and the Reavers. Holly and the Reavers. That was one of the Reavers singing there. It wasn't Holly. Well, she was in the background. A song composed by Richard and Mimi Farina. Those of a certain age might remember Richard and Mimi Farina. They may also remember that Mimi Farina was the sister of Joan Baez, the Bold Marauder, from an album called Three Galleys. The featured album makes an appearance now. I think that would be sensible. It comes to us from a group called Hirondelle. And Hirondelle is the swallow in French. The bird, that is, not the consumption of food or drink. Hirondelle. Interesting group. It's a collaborative project between the siblings James and Sam Gillespie, who perform as the Brothers Gillespie. They're an old folk duo. With them on this album, there's a classical group called Trio Mythos, which includes a rather impressive viola player and arranger, Sophie Renshaw, who actually moonlights as a professor of viola and chamber music at the Royal Conservatoire in Scotland. Also in that group is a violinist, Lucy Russell. She's first violin with the Fitzwilliam Quartet, of whom I've never heard. And there's a cellist, Ruth Phillips, as well. So, Brothers Gillespie with Trio Mythos, but wait, there's more. There's a Provençal dialect polyphonic trio, also here, called Tant que lui siam, which happens to mean as long as we are there in Occitan. Now, not all these musicians are on every track, and I think we might not hear all of them in the course of this program, but we'll get around to it in future programs, those we miss out on. Tant que lui siam include instruments called the bendir, the sagat, the tamburello, zab, and the daf. So, featured album, self-titled album by a group called Hirondelle, put together for the purpose of recording the album, I guess. I think that's the plan. First track we'll hear is Tina's Song, a protest song against fracking. The woman concerned, Tina Rothery, I should point out, was not all that keen on the idea of fracking. Quote, to crack the earth's bones to make dollars and pounds. So, first track from the featured album. This is Tina's Song.
Send our grandmother to jail. If the fine handed down by the courts is unpaid, 55,000's the sum they demand for defending us all and for taking a stand. The oil will be gone in a few more short years, but the powers that be bogus frontiers. So the frackers have come to blast open the ground and crack the earth's bones to make dollars and pounds. Quadrilla came sniffing round old Blackpool town. It's a damn stupid day, but they ain't messing round. They found a quiet place to blast open the ground and poison the waters and sully the was lent. Democracy is to the top 1%. You look to the law, well, you'll find that it's bent. The deal is wrapped up, there's no need for consent. They call the free market to get us on side, 'cause we are like freedom, but folks, it's a lie. It's a psychotic system quite coolly devised to steal your birthright from under your eyes.
First track we'll hear from the featured album. It's called Hirondelle by a bespoke band, you might say, called Hirondelle, featuring the brothers Gillespie, Trio Mythos and Tant que l'y siam. An interesting mix of alt folk Northumbrian brothers, a classical group and a Provençal dialect polyphonic trio. Maybe they just were all locked in the same room for a while and came up with an album. We'll hear more from them in just a little while. We'll continue with a little side trip to Quebec.
Par derrière l'autobus, votre cotillon branle. Y'a un dindon qui glousse, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Il dit dans son langage, votre cotillon branle.
Il dit dans son langage, votre cotillon branle.
Si vous prenez une femme, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là.
Prenez pas une noire, votre cotillon branle.
Prenez pas une noire, votre cotillon branle.
Elle sort trop tard le soir, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Ne prenez pas une blonde, votre cotillon branle. Elles sont bien trop fécondes, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Ne prenez pas une rousse, votre cotillon branle.
Ne prenez pas une rousse, votre cotillon branle.
Car elles sont trop farouches, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Ne prenez pas une brune, votre cotillon branle.
Ne prenez pas une brune, votre cotillon branle.
Car elles sont trop communes, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Votre cotillon branle.
Prenez une fille de joie, votre cotillon branle.
Prenez une fille de joie, votre cotillon branle.
Qui chante, qui a de la voix, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle, elle est ni là. Votre cotillon branle.
Interesting song from Les Chauffeurs à Pied from Quebec. As they describe it, a tale of natural selection through hair colour. If you were able to follow some of the words that weren't in too difficult Quebecois patois, you've got the dark-haired young lady, a blonde, a redhead, a brunette, and ends up with Prenez une fille de joie qui chante qui a de la voix. And it all ends happily ever after. Isn't that lovely? Here's a group called Alfie, A-L-F-I, who play Appalachian music and traditional Irish music. bit weird, but nice. That's a group called Alfie, A-L-F-I, from their album Say Old Man. We heard the title track, Say Old Man, Can You Play the Fiddle? And with it, they put the Burma Road. So you've got harp, banjo, and Elan pipes. Not very good. So Say Old Man, Can You Play the Fiddle? Obviously didn't want to play the fiddle because there was no fiddle on that track. Just being defiant, I suppose. Next one is from the featured album here on Dell, La Romanzo de Pere d'Aragon. So we're going to hear a little bit of that Occitan language right now.
Estumba
A Tale of Old Aragon from Tant que l'Isiam, cropping up there on the featured album today on Come All Ye, called Hirondelle, by the group of the same name, made up of three quite disparate musical ensembles. So we'll hear a bit more of that in a little while.
Turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb I sell. I come here from Turkey to make you all well. Don't you all know me, for my name it is Dan, and I am the celebrated turkey rhubarb man.
Turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb I sell. I come here from Turkey to make you all well. Don't you all know me, for my name it is Dan, and I am the celebrated turkey rhubarb man.
Young gentlemen, attend to my cry. Put your hands in your pockets and bring forth your knives. You know the barber's fine sharp razor, I take it for to grind, and sharpen all the scissors for you maidens and you wives.
Young gentlemen, attend to my cry. Put your hands in your pockets and bring forth your knives. You know the barber's fine sharp razor, I take it for to grind, and sharpen all the scissors for you maidens and you wives.
My mop is so big, it might serve as a wig for a judge if he had no objections. And as for my brooms, they'll sweep dirty rooms, and they'll make the dust fly to perfection.
My mop is so big, it might serve as a wig for a judge if he had no objections. And as for my brooms, they'll sweep dirty rooms, and they'll make the dust fly to perfection.
Let fame puff a trumpet for muffin and crumpet, they cannot compare with my dainty hot rolls. When mornings are chilly, sweet Fanny, young Billy, your hearts, they will comfort my gay little souls.
Let fame puff a trumpet for muffin and crumpet, they cannot compare with my dainty hot rolls. When mornings are chilly, sweet Fanny, young Billy, your hearts, they will comfort my gay little souls.
Turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb, I say. Put your hands in your pockets and bring to your hands. You know the truth, so say it is done.
And they'll make the dust fly to perfection.
Turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb, turkey rhubarb, I say. I come here from Turkey to make you all well. Don't you all know me, for my name it is Dan, and I am the celebrated turkey rhubarb man.
The celebrated turkey rhubarb man. There's a title you'd want. You should be careful of turkey rhubarb. Apparently it's not the same as your normal run-of-the-mill garden variety rhubarb. So the leaves could be injurious, shall we say, and the stems as well could be a toxic laxative. That was a group called The Teacups. Haven't played that track for a while. Street Cries, it's called. You can imagine running along the road singing turkey rhubarb. I'm the celebrated turkey rhubarb man. The Teacups from their album In Which... dot, dot, dot. Here's a tarantella from Daniel Seppe. Tarantella Calabresi. Daniel Seppe was born in Naples. He's in his 60s, I guess. And he's mostly associated with protest songs from all around the world. Not protests against him, but he sings protest songs from all over the place. If you look at his wiki page, he's there resplendent in a mohawk. Daniel Seppe, Tarantella Calabresi.
alabado sea lo santo sacramento. Beba di lo Carmino Maria,
beba di lo Carmino Maria.
San Pasquale fa le donne, protettore delle donne, manda a me il loro marito, e ancora se coloreto, a piacere tale quale, non mangia San Pasquale,
a piacere tale quale, non mangia San Pasquale.
Non cavciarà con te, lo mande se non per l'aria va.
Non cavciarà con te, lo mande se non l'aria va.
Tarantella Calabrese from Daniel Seppe. Very energetic. We'll slow things down considerably now with a song associated with Woody Guthrie. Well, he probably wrote most of it, if not all of it, but it doesn't come to us from him. It comes to us from Maz O'Connor, from her lovely album called Upon a Stranger Shore. She says, though a bit different from Guthrie's version, this is a bit of an homage to the great man. Along with his music, Guthrie's outlook is inspiring, especially his New Year's Rulins, not ruins, Rulins of 1945, which include, these are all in quotes, play and sing good, stay glad, dream good, change socks, be nice to Pete, and help win war, beat fascism. The song's called Hard, Ain't It Hard, from Maz O'Connor. Yes, I don't think Woody Guthrie sang it quite that way. That's Maz O'Connor. Hard Ain't It Hard. We'll go back to the featured album now. This is another one from the brothers Gillespie. On the album, there's one track called Northumberland One, and it is about Louis Blériot's flight path from France to England, with a rather sad recitation in the middle of it. However, it then moves on to Northumberland Two, and this is a pretty good folk song from the Brothers Gillespie. And their pals on the album, I'll remind you, are the Trio Mythos, classical group, mostly centred around the Scottish viola player and composer-arranger Sophie Renshaw, and a group from the Provençal region of France, a polyphonic trio, Tant que Lysiam. But here are the Brothers Gillespie with Northumberland 2. So they certainly tread new ground, I think, the Brothers Gillespie, and particularly so in this effort, forming a group called Hirondelle and bringing in the classical group and the polyphonic Provençal singers. That was Northumberland 2. That was a poem by a Northumberland poet named Wilfred Wilson Gibson. I think his surname was Gibson. Here's the Tannehill Weavers with a great set that I haven't played for a little while. Cullen Bay, Dalna Hassig, Shona Ruda, Conic Me, and Alec C. McGregor. All fine tunes, and they're all here right now. Thank you. first of those two tracks, Read 'em, John, comes from an Alan Lomax recording of the Georgia Sea Island Singers. But it wasn't them singing. It was the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Dom Flemons leading the vocals on Read 'em, John. The second, that tune, comes from the Karoo region of South Africa. But it wasn't recorded in South Africa. It was from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Dom Flemons playing four-string banjo and Hubby Jenkins playing guitar from one of their fantastic albums called Leaving Eden, Carolina Chocolate Drops. Here's a group called Crave Rua from Ireland, who perhaps are best known for their music, of course, but also for the weird titles of their albums. We're going to hear a song called The Road to Clarty, a traditional song. The album's title is I'd Understand You If I Knew What You Meant.
Well, I am a country servant, serving in Killon, in a place they call New Hamilton, grand old-fashioned town. 'Twas early in the morning at the hour of three, I set off for Clarty, the old grey mare and me. In the corner of a street, a bus I chanced to pass, and in the corner of the bus I spied a country lass. Says I, my pretty fair maid, come along with me, go on the road to Clarty, the old grey mare and me. Cheeks as red as roses, eyes upon the blue, dancing, dancing, pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy, stole away my heart, jogging the road to Clarty in the Sour Mill Park. Well, I asked her what beside me along the cart she sat. I slipped an arm around her waist, we soon began to chat. The birds in the bushes, sweetly they did sing, the blackbirds and the thrushes, how they make a forest ring. The cheeks as red as roses, eyes upon the blue, dancing, dancing, pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy, stole away my heart, jogging the road to Clarty on the Sour Mill Cart. Well, you've heard of lords and ladies making love in shady bowers, how they were wild among the rushes and the flowers. I never forget that morning, Cupid shot his dart, jogging the road to Clarty on the Sour Mill Cart. The cheeks as red as roses, eyes upon the blue, dancing, dancing, pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy, stole away my heart, jogging the road to Clarty on the Sour Mill Cart. Hey, jogging the road to Clarty on the Sour Mill Cart.
Sweet. Carolyn's Cup, that's called, from the, I was going to say the pen, but I don't know that he wrote these things down, Tarlach or Carolan. Anyway, the blind Irish harper of some years ago. That's from the featured album. That's the violinist, Lucy Russell, and I guess James Gillespie playing guitar. This is Huey Jones, who was a member of a group called the Spinners, who were really quite influential back in the 60s and early 70s in England, the world of folk music. Well, he's still going. And from an album called Maritime Miscellany, this is A Pound and a Pint.
A pound and a pint, that's your ration for the day. What you don't eat for dinner comes for breakfast anyway. A pound of salt beef and a pint of water clear as we leave Abertawe by the Old West Pier. Swansea's copper ore ships were noted far and wide as the finest and the fastest. They fill your heart with pride as they rounded the horn, beat up South America's shore, returning with the cargo of the precious copper ore. A pound and a pint, you're rationed for the day. What you don't eat for dinner comes for breakfast anyway. A pound of salt beef and a pint of water clear as we leave Abertawe by the Old West Pier. The Capellay, a tank of copper ore, winched aboard when the last load was stowed. We always won a call, sank whiskey for me Johnny as we hoisted up a man to the gin top with a bottle, then before the gale we ran. We polished and we painted her, the capel looked so fine. We rounded the horn, six ships in a line, and one was called the Brown, which 14 days before had left Valparaiso while we were still ashore. Captain took his spyglass from the starboard bow. He said, I see the Broughton, we're gonna race her now. Spread every inch of canvas, get the wind in every sail. And we overhaul the Broughton, showed to her our tail. A pound and a pint, you're rationed for the day. What you don't eat for dinner comes for breakfast anyway. A pound of salt beef and a pint of water clear as we leave Abertawe by the Old West Pier.
At last we reached our Swansea town, the cargo in the hold. We tied about the North Dock, a story it was told. In 14 days' time, the Broughton came in view. While we were in the Cuba Inn, toasting Kappa's crew. A pound and a pint, you're rushing for the day. What you don't eat for dinner comes for breakfast anyway. A pound of salt beef and a pint of water clear as we leave Abertawe by the old West Pier.
Listening the echoes, the grunt of the tune. I met Kitty Moore with her tulips so cherry ripe. Feelin' says she give herself in a room. Dear Kitty, says I, that's so charmingly free. Now if you would deign thy sweet voice to the measure, 'twill make all the echoes run giddy with pleasure. For none in fair Erin can sing it like thee. Thank you. counter, I plied with me heart beating gaily. I piped at the strain, why so sweetly she sung. The soft melting melody filled all the valley. The green woods around us in harmony rung. Me thought that she verily charmed up the moon. And now as I wander in village or city, when good people call for some favourite ditty, I cheer my old heart with sweet Eleanor Roon. I wrote with my Mary, my blistering two echoes that rung to the tune. I met Kitty Moore with her tulips so cherry, right feeling should she give us Eleanor Roon. Dear Kitty, says I, that's so charmingly free, now if you would deign the sweet voice to the measure, twill make all the echoes run giddy with pleasure, for none in Fair Erin can sing it like thee.
Two tracks from Battlefield Band, an album called Beg and Borrow. We heard a set of Highlands, first of all. They did a good job of The Lass of Killiecrankie, The Ladies of Gormond, an untitled Highland, and then the Teelan Highland. And then that song with a guest vocalist, Aaron Jones, One Night in My Youth. Next to last track in Come All Ye Today comes from Janice Burns and John Doran. A song called Up and Awa, and I'll give you a heads up. She pronounces the name of the bird, the skylark, Leivrick. So if you're confused by what the devil is a Leivrick, it's a skylark.
Up and Awa, Awa with a Leivrick, up and Awa, Awa in the morning. Up and Awa, Awa with a Leivrick, up and Awa to the hills we meet. Up and Awa, Awa with a Leivrick, up and Awa, Awa in the morning. Up and Awa, Awa with a Leivrick, up and Awa to the hills we meet. We're casting your gut and your flea and your hook, we're casting your gut and your rod and your reel. We're casting your gut and your wee pickle luck, you'll have plenty of fish for tea, put in your creel. Up and Awa, Awa with the Leivrick, up and Awa, Awa in the morning. Up and Awa, Awa with the Leivrick, up and Awa to the hills we meet. With a strut in the jaw, there's strut in Locha, there's strut in the leave in the tumble, the spay. Loch Cathed and Swatted is good for a batter, the mere you can slaughter, the mere you can fry. Up and Awa, Awa with the Leivrick, up and Awa, Awa in the morning. Up and Awa, fire, you're laid at the shower, you're drumming the fire, you're making your tea, but you're drumming the fire, you canny wheel tied to the weeple and curlew girl and free. Up and Awa, Awa with the Leivrick, up and Awa, Awa in the morning, up and Awa, Awa with the Leivrick, Awa to the hills we meet. Up and Awa, Awa with the Leivrick, up and Awa, Awa in the morning, Awa, Awa with the Leivrick, up and Awa to the hills we meet.
Up and Awa with a Leivrick. Just about time for me to be up and Awa. That's the end of the program, boys and girls. I'll leave you with the Four Sisters Barn Dance. That'll cheer you up. This is from the Bush Music Club, recording called Bush Dance by the Sydney Heritage Ensemble. A reminder that the Bush Music Club in 2024 celebrates 70 years of supporting, promoting and playing Australian traditional music. A lot of collected stuff in their repertoire. So get along to events organised by the BMC this year and support Aussie music. That's it, folks. I'm Bruce Cameron. See you later. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.